Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. We've got Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi there. And we've got Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Good all to see you guys as ever. Big guest this week, Hailee Steinfeld was in to talk to us. Yes. That was very nice, wasn't it? One of those stars that just makes me feel incredibly old because she's achieved so much
such a,
like, Oscar-nominated person right in front of us there in the studio.
It's best not to dwell on it.
It really is, isn't it? It's slightly depressing. She's a pop star. She's Academy Award nominated. But she's lovely as well, which is equally annoying. You can't even hate her for her achievements. But yeah, we'll be chatting to her later on, and we'll also be playing a little game of Welcome to the Comments section, so stick around for that. But first, let's look at the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
First up, let's just combine two of the Pop Buzz audience's biggest loves in one big go. Stranger Things, everyone's favorite Netflix series. Season 2 coming up. We know it starts filming very, very soon. Could Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie be joining the cast? No, probably not. But let's talk about it anyway. Because obviously they did the video for LA Devotee with Noah Schnapp, aka Will, in there. So he was in a recent interview, which was very, very interesting, talking about the possibility of being in there. First of all, he kind of trolled everyone and said he was the Demogorgon. But then he basically said he's a huge fan and he would love to do it. He loves that show. And he wants to be a part of it. He's already made a connection. He's meeting cast members. He's talking to creators.
He's very crafty, isn't he, old Brendan Urie?
I just like to slide in
there. Doesn't he?
It's smart, isn't it? It's a smart move. Just, you know what? I want to be in this TV show. Let's get a cast member in a video and make it happen.
And it was like, it was a subtle choice of cast member. It wasn't like, you know, he went straight for 11, Millie Bobby Brown.
He went for the one that got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit left field. It's good.
Like, maybe he has more connect. Maybe Will has more power on set.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's friends with, like, the director or something. I don't know.
Maybe Will is secretly one of the Duffer Brothers. This is what we're going to find out. It's like all a pen name.
As if his, like, acting skills weren't annoyingly good enough. He's actually an insanely talented
Another
writer.
Another young child outshining us all. How dare they, frankly? How dare they? Do we think he'd be a good fit, though? I think it's interesting, given that we've never seen Brendan Urie in a proper acting role. You see a lot of other pop stars take on acting roles, but his videos are always that weird, creepy aesthetic. Like, you know, the LA Devotee one with, you know, Noah in it. It could be from Stranger Things. It's that creepy. It's like a cult setting and stuff. It is very appropriate for that show.
Personally speaking, I would like to see a... I would like to see Dolly Parton come back as herself in the 80s.
Oh,
so
right.
We could relive all the wigs and the outfits and stuff. Like, for me personally, I know that very off brand, sorry.
No, sure.
But
well, I mean,
imagine or share.
On brand for us.
It was always. Go on.
No, but season 2 is going to be set like a year ahead, so it's going to be in 1984.
Oh, thriller. So, thrillers drop in.
But also, you know whose career was in full swing in 1984?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Her ladyship.
Her ladyship. Her ladyship. I just want to see Barb rise from the upside down, gyrating to like a virgin. It'd be so good.
Do you remember, like, I don't know if you ever watched Mad Men, but it was that weird thing where they'd keep going through different years in history and it'd be like, hey, we're just all having dinner together. Oh, JFK's just been shot. Historical moment. It'd be nice if they did that through the 80s with Stranger Things now. Just big signposts.
Yeah.
Hey, just saw a new film called Back to the Future, guys. Don't think it'll go far. That kind of thing. It'd be really nice. I'd like some pop culture references in there. All right, well, next big story this week. Guys, sad news. Very, very sad news. Everyone's favourite arse-related emoji has changed forevermore. The peach has been slightly altered. Yes, the peach emoji that everyone uses to signify a bum for some reason has now been changed, so it looks more like a traditional peach form. First of all, did you guys use this emoji on a regular basis? Be honest with me.
I don't think I've ever used it.
I might have sent a few peach emojis in my time.
Cheeky little bums, for want of a better phrase. Fair enough.
Well, first of all, I hate peach.
Right.
Like, just not like non-stop, full stop. Non-stop.
I hate peach nuts. Hate it on a Monday. Hate it on a Tuesday.
Well, then I just need to ask you, do you like eggplant? Is that what you...
Yeah. Right.
That took a turn.
A lot of celeb interviews coming up. I want Are You More Peach or Eggplant to be slipped into every interview from now on. That should be the Pop Buzz branded question.
Why didn't we ask Hayley that?
Oh, we should have done, shouldn't we? That would have gone well. Yeah, that's good. No, it's interesting though. What do we think of the new one though? Because a lot of people were genuinely kicking off about this. Like, oh, it doesn't look as much like a bum anymore. But really, did it ever look that much like a bum? I think it's, is it not like just the same as the eggplant one? It's like, okay, we're not going to have the actual emojis signifying the body part. So let's just pick anything a bit vague and a bit funny. Right?
I guess so. I don't really understand why people get angry about these things in the first place.
It's true. Yeah. Life's too short.
It's emojis. Like, I love them. Yeah, sure. But like, I'm not going to sign a petition about it. Do you know what I mean?
Indeed. It's true.
Nicely.
All right, fair enough.
So let's shut that conversation down.
End of discussion. Okay, well, then one more story, one more big story this week. This was really interesting, actually. So there was a new study that came out. Scientists said that this one song that they discovered, this one ambient song, could actually cut your anxiety down. How about that? Listening to this one song could make you calmer. Now, we all think, you know, you hear ambient music, you hear kind of calmer tunes. Personally, I like to listen to Sleeping With The Light On by Busted, but you may have your own tunes. But it's interesting, isn't it? Like, there's one song here. Shall we have a little listen now? Is this a little clip? Okay. This is the song that supposedly will cut down your anxiety levels. Let's listen. Okay, initial thoughts, people. Initial thoughts. It's clearly quite chill. We'll go with that. But do you feel... Woody, do you feel less anxious, basically? From 30 seconds ago, do you feel less anxious than you were?
You know what? I think I do. I think I can feel my chakras aligning.
Really?
That's good to know. That's good to know.
I feel more stressed. It just keeps going up. It's like not relaxing.
Do you feel like there's a bit of pressure on you to be less anxious? That's what I feel. I feel like as soon as someone says like, no, you're gonna be super relaxed, it's like, okay, that's a bit of pressure.
You know what it sounds like as well? It sounds like a Netflix original theme tune. That just keeps going.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel more relaxed listening to the House of Cards theme tune than I do to that.
That's fair enough.
Ambience.
Well, supposedly the exact stat is it's meant to cut your stress, according to neuroscientists, by 65%, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. And by the way, if you're wondering, that song is called Weightless. It's by Marconi Union. I'm going to go with that. Marconi Union
that
or Marconi
right.
Union. Let's go with that. That's how it's spelled, basically. Well, and it's also apparently good for insomnia. Do you think that'd send you to sleep, that one?
No.
Okay. Okay, good. Done.
No, but you know, like those people who listen to white noise to get to sleep.
I don't know how that makes sense.
That is one of the most unsettling things to me to learn. Like, imagine you've got a new boyfriend or girlfriend and you're spending the night there for the first time and then they turn
and they
that
crack
on.
Open the white noise.
Do you mind if I just turn some white noise on right now? I'd be out of there. I'm not staying.
Oh, sorry, I have a prior engagement to attend. 2 in the morning. Goodbye.
Straight on Uber. All right, well, those have been very big stories for us this week where we want to know what you think about them. Let us know your thoughts. Leave us your comments on the Facebook page, on our Twitter feed, and on pop-buzz.com. We are back on the Pop Buzz podcast, guys. Our guest today is an Academy Award nominated actress and incredible singer. The single is Starving. You can hear it now on Pop Buzz Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Hayley Steinfeld. Yay! Yes, welcome back to the UK. When did you touch down in London?
Oh my gosh, yesterday.
Okay, how are you finding it?
I love it.
Must be a
so
fan
much.
Of the UK. You've come kind of a few times now. It's been beautiful. So yeah, you've got the single out, Starving. You've got the track with DNCE2. You've got a new movie coming out. I mean, you're the hardest working woman in showbiz right now. It's ridiculous. How are you finding balancing acting and singing and doing these kind of big projects at the same time? How's that working for you?
You know, it's working. Sometimes I don't always know how it's working or how it's going to work, but it just does. It kind of, you know, falls into place for me. I have amazing people around me, surrounding me, that help me get through it, but it really luckily falls into place.
Lovely. That's what we like to hear. Have you always wanted to do both, or is it just kind of the path you've kind of fallen into in that way?
I've always wanted to do both. I think I started music around the same time I got into acting. The acting happened first, though, and kind of took up all of my time, and the music became more of a side project over the years until I did Pitch Perfect 2, which is the perfect segue into them making music.
Very nice, very nice.
So we've got your next film coming out soon, which is Edge of 17, mm-hmm. all about coming of age. But by the time you were 17, you know, Oscar nominated, right. absolutely killing it.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to your younger self back then?
You know, I think I would tell myself, and I know that this is so easier said than done, having, you know, being a couple years older now, looking back, I think really noticing that when you feel like whatever it is feels like the end of the world, it's really not a big deal. And whatever it is that you're in it, and it feels like it's awful and everything's coming to an end again, but it's just something you kind of have to get through. And it's a series of small victories. Life is a series of small victories, and you set goals for yourself and you get through them and you do what you can to, you know, make it through growing up.
I'm going to take that on board for myself.
Yeah, no, it's wise. That's very, very wise. Absolutely.
And have you had any strange fan encounters yet? Because obviously you've done the film, you're doing the music now. Like, so many more people are aware of who you are. There must have been some sort of incidents along the way.
There have been a couple here and there. I will say, though, I've had more, you know, amazing encounters than like weird ones. I'm kind of waiting for someone to be like, oh my god, I'm never gonna forget that. You know what I mean? But luckily my fans are very sweet and polite, so I've had, you know, really pretty good experiences with them.
Okay, what about when you were doing the Bad Blood video? Because there was obviously so many famous people on that set. Selena, Cara. Yeah, did you have any fangirl moments yourself?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the fact that I get to call some of those girls my friends, it's crazy. It's so awesome that we were able to sort of band together and make that amazing, what turned out to look like a mini movie. It was so insane. But yeah, I fangirl so hard all the time.
And who would you want in your music video? Like, who would be like your dream guest to have?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. You know, Meghan Trainor just did a video with Beau Bridges as her grandfather, which I thought was so cool. I would love to get like an actor to play a part in a music video of mine. That would be amazing.
Anyone in particular, though?
Tom Hanks.
Form. He did the Carly Rae video, right? He's got form in this area. Right, let's get him on the phone. Let's make this happen.
Let's do it right now.
Right now. Let's all get Tom's number out.
I've actually got his number.
Yeah,
crazy.
Best friends. More from Hayley Steinfeld coming up a little bit later. We're going to be playing a game of Welcome to the Comment Section. But first, it's time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So we've taken a big story from the week, and Katie and Woody have each brought me a song dedicated to that theme. All we have to do is decide which is the biggest banger. Now, this week, I don't know about you guys, I'm feeling very anxious. We're recording this on Monday. A few events this week. We don't need to go too in-depth into them, but there's some kind of electoral contest happening in America this week. We don't need to dwell. I know it's barely been mentioned over the last year, has it?
Is American Idol back?
That's the one. Seacrest, come through. But no, it's an anxious week. And obviously, as we mentioned earlier, there's this song that supposedly cuts your anxiety levels down. I want more options for songs that can just de-stress me and make me chill out this week. So that is the theme this week, anti-anxiety bangers. There's a contradiction in phrase. All right, so Woody, what have you brought for me this week, mate? Let's hear it.
I found this song last week and I'm really in love with it.
Okay.
It's Jai Wolf with a singer, MNDR, and it's called Like It's Over.
All right, let's have a little listen. Stresses me particularly.
Let me talk you through it.
Please do, please do. Guide me.
Relax.
Set the scene.
Just sit down and relax.
That's making me so much more anxious. So much more anxious immediately. Just speak normally. Go on.
Okay, no, I feel like there's three responses to this song, and you probably have them all at the same time. But so the first one, it is just very emotional. It's like a knife to the heart kind of song. It's like being hit by a 10-ton truck of emotions. That won't help.
You know what? It won't help, Woody. It really, really won't help. But keep talking me through it. Come on. What else? I've been hit by the 10-ton truck of emotions. God, we're all over the shop today. I've been hit by the 10-ton truck of emotions.
You have.
There's a tongue twister.
Which I'm just stealing from Morrissey.
Yeah, of course. You know. Ah, double-decker bus, indeed.
But it also does have this sense of euphoria, which is very uplifting. It's like being at a rave at 5 a.m. and crying. You know, like it's like Robin's Dancing on My Own. Do you know what I mean? It's got that kind of vibe to it. So it is uplifting in a second sense. But thirdly, I feel like it's just one big hug, the song. It's like a comfort blanket. If it was an animal, it would be one of those Labradors that you get to reduce your stress levels. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's got that warming, kind of welcoming vibe to it. I think it's also just a really, really beautiful song.
All right, okay.
And beautiful things make the world a better place.
God, how profound. You really are the Pop Buzz poet in residence, aren't you, Woody? Very, very nice. All right, Katie, bring me a chilled out banger, please. What is your anti-anxiety banger for this week?
You know what? Anything would be more relaxing than that ambiance we just heard, I think. So this week I've bought After the After Party by Charlie XCX, ooh, featuring Lil Yachty.
All right, let's have a listen.
'Cause after the after party, we're gonna stay till morning. Then when our time is up, we do it all again. My clothes are all on the floor. I got glitter in my underwear like it was Studio 54.
Again, I'm not sure how relaxed I feel, to be perfectly honest. Nice little relaxing rave up. Okay, talk me through it.
Well, it's got a really nice message if you like think about the lyrics.
Oh, here we go. It's Katie's lyric analysis.
Wax philosophical.
Oh, God. Please do.
You know, just because the party is over doesn't mean your life is over. Okay. There's always going to be an after party, and if you're lucky, there's going to be an after party.
Oh.
And if we go by the rules of how I look at TV shows, the third season is always the best season. So the after party is going to be lit.
The third season's always the best season. Justify that statement, please.
I don't need to. Just go back.
I think you do.
Watch your shows,
right,
and you'll find out that season three is the best of all.
I would say
seasons.
That might be true, actually.
It is.
What?
Yeah.
It's a huge claim. It's a load of nonsense.
Well, anyway,
give me
back
any
to the song.
No, give me any example of a show that has season three.
The Wire season three was amazing.
Is it better than one and two?
I know you're going to hate me, but Lost.
Oh, stop it now.
House of Cards.
Grey's Anatomy.
I feel like the last series of House of Cards was banging.
It really was. Well, that was season four.
And we've rumbled the theory.
Season three was amazing. Anyway, sorry, back to the song.
My God.
It's a really optimistic banger, and it makes you just want to forget your troubles. You know, life goes on. Sometimes you've got to go to a couple of crap parties to really hit the jackpot.
Indeed. I mean, after the after party, so let's take this literally, first of all. I'm at a party. I then kick off to the after party. The after party, sleeping. That's the way I'm looking at it. When I'm done partying, I'm going to bed.
I mean, that's another thing as well. It's relaxed you so much.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're now asleep.
That's what I'm thinking.
The after party can be very chill, you know?
The after party.
The after party could be a very chilled environment.
What about after party? Do you know what I mean? What's the after party?
The fourth party.
But surely there's another party further down.
Ooh. I mean,
let's think through the definition. After the show, it's the after party, and after the party is the hotel lobby. And around about four, you've got to clear the lobby.
Yeah.
and then you take it to your room and you sleep. That's the definition.
You certainly
there.
Avoid R. Kelly. That's
very true. As long as you dodge Robert Kelly, I think you are fine.
This got so off topic.
It's true.
What were we talking about?
Yes.
Sorry,
I
got off topic of the anti-anxiety banger. All right, okay. I'm going to say... Yeah, let's go Charlie XCX. Why not? It's fun. It's fun. It's something to wind down. Because you know what? I'll party so hard at this after party that I'll tire myself out and I'll sleep well. There you go.
Well, you're not allowed beautiful music that I bring to this show anymore. Sorry.
We'll survive. And you can hear those songs on Pop Buzz Radio right now. Guys, just go on the website, pop-buzz.com, and click in the top right-hand corner. All right, we're going to play a little bit of a game with you, Hayley, if that's all right. This is a game that we call Welcome to the Comments section. Now, don't freak out. They're all very nice ones. But what we've done is we've taken a few genuine comments underneath YouTube videos of some of your songs.
Uh-oh.
You've just got to tell us which song it is. All perfectly nice, I promise.
Yeah. I've got to tell you what song it is.
You got to tell us. Yeah, you got to identify the track based purely on these YouTube comments.
And on the videos of them.
On the videos on YouTube. Oh, yes. We've taken them all straight from YouTube. So this one's quite an easy one to start with. All right, this is from a user called Kaylee Shea, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry if I'm not. But she writes, I'm more protected of my Sour Patch Kids than I will be of my actual kids, so I would have lost him, man. Now, what video do we think that one's under?
That would be the Rock Bottom video.
Of course it's the Rock Bottom video. Of course it is. And I got to sympathise. You a Sour Patch Kids fan in general?
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That going to be the favourite candy? Any other favourite candies in there?
I love a Twix bar.
Oh, nice.
Swedish Fish,
Swedish Fish?
Fan of, yeah.
Am I the only one who's not heard of that?
No.
Do we not have that over here? Right, what is Swedish Fish?
You don't have Swedish Fish? They're kind of like a version of Sour Patch, but not sour.
Oh, wow.
Sweet and gummy.
Just gummy. Nice, I like that. Yeah. I like the sound of that. Right, we're getting some of those for next time.
No way, you've never... Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're changing lives.
I was thinking
here.
Of Fisherman's Friend, but that's like...
Yeah, that's a different area. That's sour.
All right, the next one. This is from Emo Elmo, who I love.
Okay.
The comment is... Pete Wentz, hyperventilating!
Oh, that is in Flashlight, the cover... not really the cover, my version of Flashlight that I did. I had my friend Pete Wentz come in and play the guitar for me.
Oh, how is Pete? Is he well? Like, yeah, I mean, do you get to know him quite a bit, I suppose, through that kind of project?
So, he really is such a good guy. He's so much fun, and it was so amazing that he came out and did that for me. I asked him last minute, and he made it happen.
Oh, amazing.
Bless.
Good
love
stuff.
Him.
Okay, another weird fan name, Purple Penguin, commented, all this time I thought it was I Love My Cell Phone. What could that be?
It's a misheard lyric.
What?
Misheard lyric there is the clue.
All this time I thought it was I Love My Cell Phone.
Wait, I'm trying... I love... Okay. I'm
out of
here. I love myself.
No,
I love my cell phone.
Okay, I mean, it kind of works. I mean, it's a stretch, but you can see how
it's
that
a bit
happens.
Of a stretch.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Lovely
that
stuff.
Would be, I love myself. I love myself.
Got there eventually.
Indeed, amazing work. Hayley, it's been so lovely to see you.
Thank
the single
you.
Is Starving. You can hear it on Pop Buzz Radio, and The Edge of 17 is out very soon in the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, Hayley Steinfeld, everybody.
Yay!
Hi guys, if you're enjoying this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, don't forget you can hear all our previous episodes and subscribe over on SoundCloud and over on iTunes. And while you're there, why not leave us a nice little review? Go on, you know you're having a good time. We're on iTunes, we're on Audio Boom, we're on TuneIn, we're on SoundCloud, and of course, we're on pop-buzz.com.
Got a question, we've got a question, can you help us out?
Time now, lastly, for the question of the week. You know how it works by now. We've taken a news story from the week, and I have asked the ultimate question about it to Woody and Katie, and as always, the funniest and most interesting answer will win the point. So, as we discussed earlier, the peach emojis had a bit of a change, guys, and apparently it can no longer represent the form of your backside. So, what I would like to know is which emoji should we use instead to represent our bums? When you're sending a text, which one are you going to click for now that peach isn't an option? Woody, coming to you first of all, sir. Get your keyboard out. What are you thinking?
I had a couple of thoughts. Some of them were a bit too literal, though. So if I thought first, like, two bubbles for a bubble butt.
Ooh, smart.
Oh, okay.
Smart.
But I don't know. I thought that was too obvious. And then I thought maybe an open trunk of a Cadillac in honour of the Black Eyed Peas' iconic My Humps, specifically the line, what you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
Right.
I was like, that would be good. But then I was like...
I like that. No, I just like the specificity of it being a Cadillac trunk. I like that. I like that you went the extra mile.
These emojis don't exist.
Yeah, we want real emojis. Well, you can have either, I suppose. No, you're pitching new emojis,
yeah,
I take it.
I'm using my creative license to think of new ones.
Fair enough.
Sorry about it. Anyway, so yeah, as I said, I think they're too literal. Naughty emojis work best when they're working within euphemism and everything. So
sure. Actually,
I just think maybe two bread buns in an oven-proof dish.
Nice.
Just like overflowing, nice. You know, like the... I really want the curvature on the buns.
I think curvature is very important. Mm. God, wouldn't it be an amazing job to be the person who comes up with new emojis? That's a great job.
And I feel like if they made that emoji, that would automatically become the go-to butt emoji.
So which one are you picking then? Your solid choice you think is mainly bread buns in an oven-proof dish?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Good to know. All right, Katie, what have you gone for? What's your chosen bum emoji?
I went for real ones.
Good.
Ones that we can use immediately.
Bit of realism, I like it.
So the first thought I had was obviously the poop emoji.
That's a bit
but
much.
But I think it's a bit too obvious.
Might not work
much.
In the context that the peach has been sent in the past.
Also, it's, you know, if you want to use it in a sexy way, sending a turd.
Depends who you're texting, mate. Depends who you're texting. All right. Come on,
second
then.
Second one, I thought of the bomb emoji.
So, ooh, okay. That's not bad.
The bomb emoji.
Yeah, that's not bad. I quite like that.
Okay.
All right.
But then I thought, what about the target emoji? Because it's like...
Hang on.
Hang on. Getting quite an image there, Katie.
No, it's subtle enough.
Is it? I think that's far from subtle.
All those years of using such an obvious bum emoji, I think it's what the people need right now.
What, a target?
Wow. Subtlety.
Bullseye.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Ready, aim, fire. My word. Okay.
I mean, that is quite strong imagery you're giving us.
But it's better than two buns in an oven.
We'll let James be the judge of that.
I mean, such... What a breadth of choice we have this week.
I should have stuck with the bomb.
I was going to say, you started out, both of you, quite simple, like two bubbles. I get it. Bomb. I get it. But we've then gone to a target with a bullseye and a made-up new emoji. By the way, can I clarify this? So it's two bread buns in an oven-proof dish. How detailed is this going to be to realise in an emoji that is an oven-proof dish? It's like how you said, you wanted a Cadillac trunk. I don't understand how on a mobile screen that's going
to
work.
I just like to paint pictures with my words.
Fair enough.
But also, I think I am very much inspired by Bake Off. I think this... I've watched...
Got withdrawal symptoms.
This is my first series that I watched. And yeah, now I'm having withdrawals.
Fair enough. I mean, it pains me. I'm going to have to give it to Katie because I guess it's real. But at the same time, can we please not go with the target one?
Okay,
that's
we'll
not
the
a positive message. Let's go with the bomb, all right? Yeah, all right. Let's go with the
well,
bomb.
Let's all use it this week and see how it goes down.
Dear Lord, let's just stick with a peach.
We'll
end
back.
Of discussion. Let's just stick with a new weird peach one. All right, well then, Katie's won both there. So there we go. Well done, Katie. Congrats.
Yay.
Congrats. Well done. Well observed. Your prize, I suppose, is a cameo in Stranger Things Season 2. Can we sort that out? Can we sort that out? We've got that level of authority, don't we? Yeah. Yeah, I'll be fine. We'll sort that one out. You and Brendan. Woody, your forfeit is you're going to have to send an emoji of a target to several people of my choice in context.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what we want. And we'll report back at a later date. And that's about it for this week, guys. Thanks again to Hayley Steinfeld, by the way. She was lovely. Really, really nice. Welcome back anytime. Keep an eye on Twitter and Snapchat to see who we've been chatting to this week and who's going to be the guest next week on the podcast. We will see you then. But for now, it's goodbye from Woody.
Ciao.
It's goodbye from Katie.
Bye-bye.
And it's goodbye from me. See you next week.
Uptown girl.
Boy, you turn to me.
She's been living in a rough content world.
Was that the Westlife or the Billy Joel version?
No, it'd be like content girl.
Yes.
Ah,
she's been living in a content world. I bet she never had a content guy. I bet her mama never told her why.
I'm gonna write for a content girl. Yeah, works.